Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
You're dancing.
We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And you were dancing.
Just one of them kind of days.
I guess so. How are you, Brandon?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're recording this on Sunday, and what are you doing right now other than recording this with me?
Trying to get the dog to not knock the whole computer and microphone over. That's
but he's chasing
doing.
A kitty.
Yes, the animals are full of pee and vinegar today. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Also football was where I was going with that.
Oh, I see, yes. I mean, football is on Sunday, especially during the playoffs.
Yes,
so yes.
That is what happens. Do you have a nerd thing?
Yeah, it's the very last day of the special event in World of Warcraft, and I'm trying to finish all the stuff.
So after we record this, you're going to jump back on?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Hopefully we don't get on a tangent and do too long of an episode then.
I will endeavor not to.
As will I. Do you want to know what my nerd thing is?
I do. I think I know what it is, but go ahead.
3.0 for Animal Crossing came out this week. It came out early, kind of. The 3.0 update came out early, but the Switch 2 special stuff came out the day it was supposed to.
Wow.
That was exciting. We were not supposed to have any more Animal Crossing New Horizons stuff ever, and we didn't for like 4 years, so it's very exciting.
Hmm. At least there wasn't a pandemic this time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. They probably would have preferred that. I mean, not we, but I'm just saying, like, they made a lot of money from people staying at home playing Animal Crossing, so.
They did.
A lot of popularity.
Oh, it's snowing in the football game. That's cool.
It just started. Yeah, so I've been playing that a bit. Yeah. And,
cool.
And also, it is Happy Winnie the Pooh Day.
Yeah, and it's also your birthday!
Yeah, my birthday's Winnie the Pooh Day, so it's good.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Happy birthday next week. Are we recording next week? I think we're gone.
We are gone, so...
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, we're both old.
We are so old. Mostly me. You get to be young for one more week.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, we both had video game nerd things. And what are you drinking?
Well, I'm going to finish this delicious Pilsner beer, and then I think you made me some sort of gin cocktail concoction.
Yeah, it's just like the standard peach buble.
Oh, delicious.
With gin, solid gin.
Yum.
Yep, and I'm drinking vanilla vodka with Coke.
Hmm.
Yeah, which tastes delicious, except it's like, oh, that's a lot of pop. I'm not used to
drinking. Yeah, it gets sweet, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But vanilla Coke is delicious.
It's really,
so
really good,
just
yeah.
Just add a little
so.
Vodka in there, and it's
yum. Pretty good.
Yum,
that's
yum,
exactly
yum.
What it tastes like. It's just a vanilla Coke.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yep. And we have a show coming soon, but it's not out yet. Wonder Man is going to be hitting screens very soon.
Not this week, but next.
No, we don't. I don't have an actual countdown, but yeah.
Well, it's the 27th, so
okay.
There you go.
There we go. 9 days from when we're recording.
Hooray!
Yay! Yeah, so anything else, or should we head to the news?
We can go to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, couple news items that I want to talk about, and I think one is going to have a lengthier conversation, so let's save that one for second.
Makes sense to me.
Yes. So, first of all, their Disney was kind of viral, which is hard to imagine when you're already like a very popular company, but was in outside of social media Disney circles. Disney went a little viral because recently they posted something on Threads, and then they took it down right away because it didn't have quite the reaction I think they were anticipating. Or maybe it did and just someone got in trouble. I don't know. But it was a meme, like a Disney meme that captures what you're feeling right now.
It's like, and it got, how are you feeling in a Disney quote?
And, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of Disney movies and people are feeling certain kinds of ways.
Yeah. They had quite the reaction for it. But what is extra interesting, so they deleted this, and people just didn't stop. They just post on anything else that they've ever done, their memes.
Interesting.
Especially their most recent stuff.
They should have just kept it going.
I
Who
think
cares?
So too. Yeah, and that's actually kind of what made it more viral.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like just leave it or double down or whatever, but yeah, so now people are like, no, 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 you asked. We're going to tell you.
My favorite one, I think, of all, like, there's a lot of Disney movies and, like,
yeah, and very quotable.
Lots of quotes and stuff, but I think my favorite one was actually from a Disney movie I don't really like, but, like, you're supposed to say how you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
and it was from Pocahontas.
Oh, I know.
It's like, these white men are dangerous.
Pocahontas comes out and does his announcement.
Made me laugh.
Yeah, I think that one was posted a couple times, actually. Uh-huh. And also the one from Toy Story, I think it's 3. Yeah, Toy Story 3, because it's Barbie comes out and is like, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, that's kind of funny.
I thought, yeah, so I mean, like, I don't know. It's kind of bad press that they deleted it, but people are rushing over there and posting the memes under other posts.
Corporate social media is such a weird thing.
I think it's interesting to think about. Obviously, Disney's a little bit like...
there's so much money involved.
Yeah.
And you're trying to farm engagement, but... I don't know. It's weird. I do.
So there were a lot of people who said, like, I really hope that the guy who posted this enjoys their weekend because it'll probably be the last one they're employed.
The myth of the social media manager being just like some intern.
Heavens no.
It's a whole company thing. It's a committee. Yeah. Like, they don't.
So that's why actually I think it's interesting, because it's not like one person was like, oh, here's an idea. Ooh, that backfired. I got to delete it. Mm-hmm. It's like, this was an idea that a bunch of people thought of, and now they're panicking and taking it away. Or was the taking it away part of the plan?
No, probably not, but...
Well, anyway, it has more attention because they took it away than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was interesting, and if you are at all interested, you can see the memes everywhere. They're being posted everywhere. Because everyone just screenshotted the heck out of them, right?
Mm.
And then go to Threads, mm-hmm. and you can see their other recent posts, because people are posting them again under there. So, okay, so that was the news story. The bigger news story in terms of that I think we're going to talk a little bit more about is big news came out about Galaxy's Edge. Before we get to that, did you have any other news, or mostly we're going to talk about that?
Yeah, well, they're it's kind of a whole new era for Star Wars, like we talked about before. The leadership in Lucasfilm is changing.
Yes. Yeah, we just talked about that last week.
So that's like kind of official now. That was kind of big news on the internet this week,
yes.
as well, because mm-hmm. Some people are trying to spread the rumor/inference that Filoni actually didn't like Andor.
No. No way.
So I... Basically, they're losing their scapegoat in Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh.
And so they want to now go after Filoni, who's not perfect, but, like,
no, no.
is very Star Wars-y.
Yeah.
Maybe his one fault is he can be a little bit precious about the characters that he's created.
Yeah. We talked before about Ahsoka as being a good example.
So anyway, that's the latest in the Star Wars fandom.
That he doesn't like Andor.
That he doesn't like Andor. And I think I read the quote where they're kind of trying to pull that from, and he's more like, well, this was an interesting way to, like, explore that he wouldn't be his first approach. Like, he likes to keep it more kid-friendly or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But he's, like, he didn't say it was bad. He said it was, like... It's cool that you can do that.
Oh my
god!
You know what?
I disagree that he said he didn't like it. But,
yeah, that doesn't sound anything like him saying that he doesn't like it. It's more like, oh, what a unique approach that I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah,
it's like, you know what, people? There's enough drama in the world. You don't need to add more.
Yeah, I just don't need to make it up. So,
yeah.
I mean, hopefully he does understand that that is probably the best thing in Star Wars that has come out in a long time.
Yeah. And I mean, there's other things, like, I think Skeleton Crew would have been more up his alley, because it's very Star Wars feeling. And that was enjoyable.
I think that's...
Probably second best. Mandalorian.
Mando, yeah. There was a meme, and it was like, you can only keep 3 from the Star Wars TV shows. And
it
had, like, everything that's ever been out, including Clone Wars and Mandalorian.
Ooh, that is tricky.
Like, every single...
Okay.
You can only keep 3, and like... A lot of people were saying Andor was, like, everybody.
Absolutely.
Because that's the best.
By far, yeah.
And then the big disagreement was if you keep Mandalorian or two animated shows, because like Clone Wars was pretty popular.
Ooh.
And like a lot of people were saying Rebels. I would say Mandalorian for sure.
I would too, but I could see why people would say that. I think I appreciate Clone Wars. We didn't finish Rebels, but I liked what I saw.
Yeah, it was fine.
And I really like Ahsoka as a character, and I know that was like that whole thing, but I feel like we weren't hit right with Clone Wars and Rebels because Rebels we came to it after
Rebels for sure. I quite liked Clone Wars.
Yeah.
That would be my three. Would be Andor, Mandalorian, and Clone Wars.
Yeah, I could see that.
Clone Wars mostly because it helps the prequels a lot.
I could totally see that. I would maybe agree with you for that. I'm just having a hard time because Ahsoka is one of my favorite characters, so I'd want to pick Ahsoka. However,
and you don't have Ahsoka without Clone Wars.
You don't have Ahsoka without Clone Wars. So I think you have to do that. I think you got it right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's
that is interesting.
That's the greater Star Wars. I think you're going to be more Disney park specific.
Yes,
now.
Because the big news that came out just this past week was that they are going to be changing Galaxy's Edge only in Disneyland, though, not Disney World.
For now,
yeah. I'm going to assume Disneyland is like, we're going to test it there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
When the park opened, it was supposed to be this immersive, or that area of the park, sorry, opened. It was supposed to be this immersive area in Batuu that is set during...
Within the universe, like canon.
Yes, that's exactly. It's part of canon.
Uh-huh.
That is supposed to be in the era of the sequel trilogy. I mean, and you can see that with the characters walking around.
Yeah,
everything.
The First Order is walking around. Rise
Kylo
of the Resistance
Ren,
is the main ride there. And
yes.
Very sequel trilogy. Yeah, you got Kylo Ren, you got Rey hanging out with Chewie.
Yeah, and even Smuggler's Run, yes, you have Chewie, but it's not Han and Chewie.
No.
Hondo is
running it. It's very clearly done that way, which might confuse some people who aren't Mega nerds and whatever.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
like, they'd be like, where's Darth Vader?
Yes, yeah. So it was definitely set in that time period. We were talking before they invented a character specifically for it who was Vi. And we've seen her a few times. She's pretty cool and everything. But, like, a lot of people be like, who's that supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, and every once in a while, like, they had Sabine walking around. I've met Ahsoka a couple times. Mandalorian. It's all in that time frame.
Yeah. And then they started slipping because they brought in Jedi Master Luke first.
Yes.
And then they announced that they were going to bring in Darth Vader. And then we said, okay, well, they're going to...
Well, that's it, then.
They're going to get rid of the time period thing. And they sort of are, but they're just splitting it.
Yes. So when it opened, a lot of people were like, if you're going to stick with a time period, you stick with the original trilogy time period.
I mean, that's...
And that makes sense. But I mean, like, everyone has a backstory, like... Doc Ondar's has a backstory. Like, every shop, every restaurant, Oga's, it's all... Because it's canon, you have to be, like, super careful now that they're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it came out that they're changing it to mostly original trilogy with, like, an asterisk on it.
Well, they're splitting it in half. So, the big part of the land where all the shops and Millennium Falcon... Mm-hmm. And everything is going to be original trilogy. So you'll see Darth Vader and Han and Luke and Leia walking around. Similar to what it is, but just a different period.
Yeah.
They're retheming some of the shops to be more appropriate for that period. And
yeah,
probably sell more merch.
Probably. They're selling, and they are changing the backstory a little bit. So, like, for example, I think it's Doc Ondar's. When he comes in canon, it's supposed to be, you know, X amount of years. Now they're saying, no, this is when he first landed here, and he's just setting up.
Yeah, and like, the race of thingies he's the weird... the other aquatic beastie, not the Mon Calamari, but the other ones,
that
kind of weird-looking dudes. They live a long time, so that's fine. It's not going to be during the original trilogy, it's like slightly after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Mandalorian's also going to be there.
Yes.
Which takes place after.
I have heard they're taking away Kylo Ren.
Yeah, because he's sequel trilogy.
But they are keeping, they're keeping a few from that. And they're moving them over to Rise of the Resistance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then that's the other, the small section. The small section by Rise of the Resistance is going to remain as it was. And that's where they'll put all the sequel trilogy stuff, I guess. They're going to have to re-theme Smuggler's Run, which they were working on anyway, because they were going to have some Mandalorian new scenes.
Yes.
They've done that starting this spring. They're doing that. So, I don't know. Maybe the story will change a little bit, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Hondo's been around forever. He also has long lived, so they can.
Yeah, they can play with that.
They spent a lot of money on that animatronic, which is a really cool animatronic.
It's a very cool animatronic.
They're not going to get rid of that.
Just changes like voiceover where it's like, oh, and don't tell Han or something like that when he's talking to Chewie. I think that they have a lot of wiggle room with the shops and stuff. They can do some changing too. They say Chewie is going to just be in both places because sometimes he'll be with Rey and sometimes he'll be with Han Solo.
He'll have a regular Chewie suit and like a little more grayer Chewie suit.
Yeah, I guess because aging.
Wookiees live a long time, too.
They do, yeah. So, what do you think about getting rid of Kylo Ren?
I think they'll bring him back in the sequel trilogy area. It's like, he's pretty much the most popular character to come out of the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, right now he's not on the list. They say if you're going to want to meet Kylo, you have to do it. Where you meet Vader now in Tomorrowland, now it'll be Kylo Ren there.
Yeah, that's why I say bring him back.
Oh, like down the road.
Yeah, it'll be a thing.
That's why I was like, what, really? He can totally fit over there with Rey. Like, just alternate. That's
fine. He was definitely the most popular, and when people heard that there was Kylo Ren, Ben Solo's solo movie in the works and canceled, they were kind of upset about it. So,
that was fairly recently too.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. Boba Fett is going to keep wandering around. He works for both. I guess they keep Mando, but like move him over, or can he work for both?
Yeah, it Mando is going to be definitely original trilogy because it takes place like slightly after that. That's why he drops off Grogu with Jedi Master.
Yeah,
Luke.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's that period after. It's that period after.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other news that came out with this, the shows that they already do, because they do the fireworks with the special, that's going to continue. And do the alternating like they do now. But the other news is that they're going to have John Williams...
Alternating because, like, it has to be synced with whatever the main fireworks show is. They use the same fireworks as the rest of the park, obviously.
Yeah, they just have to have the show elements, like the music and the projections and stuff that makes sense with it.
And so you see it from a slightly different angle, and they tell a completely different story set to the same fireworks with different music.
It's awesome, actually. Yeah. It's, like, really cool. I like the original fireworks as well, but I don't know. There's something very cool about that. I really liked the villains one.
Turns out John Williams slaps.
yeah, and that brings me to John Williams did a lot of, he composed a lot for when the park opened, but they are going to be having original trilogy John Williams music. Like they say, when you come in and transition into the land now, they will have, you know, the theme playing as you do that. I'm of two minds with this. Okay, what do you think?
Yes, please. More John Williams.
Okay. More John Williams around. Uh-huh. The transition they have now, though, is so good.
It is a good transition because it's a little more subtle. You got, like, especially coming from, like, the Rivers of America critter countryside, you have the kind of bayou sounds, and then you just have, like, they slowly become more Star Wars-y. I think they'll probably keep that because that's the sequel trilogy side.
That part might be okay. So you're thinking the other one will be the others.
And then so you're coming in from Frontierland. It's the music is more boisterous over there anyway. So then
and
you just
like, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. People complain about the Avengers music coming at Avengers Campus, and that
I love
that's boisterous, but like it gets you going. And some original Star Wars John Williams stuff is. It's the same.
I really do hope they keep the transition over on that side to keep that kind of feeling to it and everything.
I think they will.
I hope so. And that among Disney and Star Wars fans that I've been looking at online, they're like, yes, I want more John Williams. Yes, please. It's crazy we haven't had it. However, there's something about walking around and you hear, like, the broadcast going on or ships flying overhead and stuff. And it's like, can we have both? Like, is it possible to do that? Maybe depending on which area you're in. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I just picture every other piece of the park. You have music going, but they have others, like
the other ambiance.
It's ambiance too. So I don't know.
The other big question is, another one of the changes before I get to the big question is, I like the Droid Depot now. They're saying, well, you can still build BB-8, but they're a prototype.
Right.
Yeah. So other than that, like they're just
your
doing
story
some
changes,
changing.
Your story changes can't impact merch sales. That's what I'm getting out of that. Yeah.
Okay. And what about Ogas? Because it's canon that DJ Rex would not have been, he was a pilot still at that point, but it is in the land where that would be like, where he'd be a pilot, not DJing. But I cannot see them getting rid of DJ Rex.
DJ Rex is very popular. Oga is fine because she's also a very long-lived species.
Yes, old, yeah.
Established that she's been around for a long time. Yep. So that's fine. I think they should keep DJ Rex and just say Oga like took one and modified him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because Rex is a... just like R2 units are a brand of droid. He's a brand of droid.
He's an Rex.
Rex, which it was kind of cool that he was like supposed to be the one that was on the Star Tours that you used to ride. But you can, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I kind of feel stuff like that doesn't matter. It does say that there will be every once in a while, and originally this was supposed to happen too, that we'd be in Ogas and like stormtroopers would come in, or maybe wouldn't it be cool if you were just sitting there and all of a sudden Han came in, or yeah. A lot of people saying stuff like that, so that's pretty exciting.
Han comes in and shoots you.
As long as he does it first, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he would.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. So, good change, do you think?
I think so. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Having the original trilogy characters being an afterthought in Tomorrowland was always stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're even getting rid of where they had the Darth Vader meet and greet, or they have gotten rid of it, so it's not...
It's just not a thing.
No, so you gotta do it.
I totally get that. I was saying, if you remember last Princess Night, the biggest lineup that there was to meet Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, really excited for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cool. Makes sense.
Total sense.
From both an enjoyment and a money-making perspective,
totally.
Which is the most important perspective if you are a Disney person,
executive, yes.
Yeah.
But you make more money if more people are enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
Usually.
Usually.
anything else to add for this?
No, that's pretty much it for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It is still the year of Marvel, so
yes. We're
going to keep talking about that pretty episode.
Mm-hmm.
The latest rumors, lots of speculation going on as certain stars hit red carpets and do interviews and things like
season.
That. The latest thing is people are speculating that Robert Downey Jr. is looking suspiciously Tony Stark-like.
Really?
Facial hair and haircuts.
The grooming
and stuff.
Kind of thing. Uh-huh.
Obviously, he's a little older now, so there's more gray in that little goatee and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of postulation that he will, in addition to Doom, or maybe Doom's just a red herring, he's going to be Iron Man in Doomsday as well.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Okay. You've got football going right now, talking about Iron Man and, well, Tony Stark and Robert Downey Jr. and things like that. What do you hypothesize for Super Bowl? Are we going to see... I'm assuming we're going to see some Doomsday.
There'll probably be two Marvel spots.
Spider-Man, of course.
Spider-Man will have a big one, and there's going to be something for Doomsday, whether they just kind of rehash the four.
Yeah.
Somehow, but there's going to be new footage. I don't know. We'll see.
Do you think we're going to see Robert Downey Jr.?
I think so. Like they haven't showed him yet in any promotional footage. They haven't shown Doom at all yet.
Yeah. The back of his head in Fantastic Four was the last.
Yeah.
The after credit scene, yeah.
So, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of eyeballs on the Super Bowl, obviously. It's a good chance to go, what?
Exactly. That's really interesting that he's looking very Tony Starkish. I don't know. There's going to be so much conjecture and things for the next 11 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. I hadn't heard that either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Main topic?
Sure. What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Disney A grab bag.
Okay, so our main topic is actually, like, a very short one, theoretically. We said we were going to talk Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's not Disney.
No, it's not, but I actually have a Disney tie-in for you.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to get to it at the very end.
It's actually a prequel for David Harbour to become Red Guardian, is that it?
Sure. Oh. No, that's it. Headcanon. Accepted. He develops an accent somewhere along the line. I don't know. Okay, so talking Stranger Things. Well, here's a nice little segue. We were talking about, like, the shows, like the Star Wars shows. You know, you can only keep however many and things like that. What did you think overall about Stranger Things?
I quite liked it. Mm-hmm. The internet might differ in that, but I think it ended as well as it could have.
Yeah.
It's tough. Ending TV shows is tough. There's a lot of shows that didn't end very well.
Yeah.
And makes people upset about them.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think this is one of them.
I completely don't think this was one of them. I thought it ended fine.
Yeah.
Was the last season perfect? No. Was all of the seasons perfect? No. But if you weren't going to have just a one season miniseries, like season one of Stranger Things is like amazing.
Yeah.
And everything else that came after that is just good.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I thought it ended very satisfactorily.
That's what I thought too. I said like it might not have stuck the landing with like hands in the air getting top scores from judges or anything like that, but I think it landed and it didn't really fumble or anything like that.
The biggest problem is there was too long in between seasons, so it led to people theorizing too much and like
right.
What actually was going to happen was never going to line up with that, so...
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the dissatisfaction comes from.
I do agree that it was too long in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, a lot of people were complaining about how old the kids actually were. I thought, first of all, they did well making them seem younger.
Yeah. They didn't look outrageous.
No, and then the other thing to remember is the older ones, the teenagers, because when it started, it was the teenagers and the kids.
Yeah.
The teenagers... They were the same. They were playing kids that age at the age they currently are, but nobody's batted an eye with that. It's because we watch these younger ones grow up.
Right.
So people and like
there was a long time. You knew there was a long time in between seasons. So, like, in season one, they're playing their actual age, and then by season five, they're probably 5 to 8 years older than their age.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, whatever. But, no, I liked it.
I did, too.
So if you're looking for Stranger Things hate, you can turn it off right now because it ain't gonna be any. No,
I was I got a little teary, but I thought they played the, but I wasn't like bawling like the woman beside me.
Yeah. So what did you think about the release strategy? They dropped it in three batches sort of.
Yeah.
On major holidays.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't know if I love that they did it on major holidays. I didn't hate. Them doing it like over the holiday season necessarily. I didn't love that, but then it actually turned out okay. It was part of the hype, right? Like that everyone was like, okay, and everyone's here for Christmas dinner, but you're all gonna leave and I'm gonna watch Stranger Things. Or
yeah like, kinda.
I don't know.
And like obviously Thanksgiving being in Canada, it wasn't our Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, we didn't
so
care.
It was
fine.
Um, The first batch was really good. The finale of the first batch I thought was amazing.
Oh my god. And that was the biggest gap, like, between the first and second batch was a bigger gap than between the second and the third. So that did keep people talking.
And that was important. I think that was really good. The second batch was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have that wow factor for the ending.
Right.
So they because they wanted to put the last episode as basically a movie in theaters as well, which is where we saw it, which you're talking about, the woman sitting beside me.
Right.
Well, it wasn't on our couch. It was in the movie theater. They wanted to do that, so they broke it apart further.
Yeah. What did you think?
It was fine.
Yeah. Would you have done it in three batches, or would you have changed it into two?
Probably two.
Yeah. The other ones were done in two, like when they batched, which I think they started doing in season two or season three?
Four, I think. Yeah, I think they were all binges before four. Okay. Yeah, the first three were all just...
But that was done in two batches.
They did. They did season four in two batches, for sure. But before that, yeah, it was the traditional Netflix model of just...
Binge. Mm-hmm. I don't know how spoilery we want to get.
All of it?
Okay. Heading in, we thought people were going to die.
I thought one character might die, but I was also equal. I was always on board of there's no major character deaths.
Yeah. I didn't want them to kill someone just for the sake of killing someone. And after they didn't kill the parents in the first batch, then I was like...
Or anyone. I thought if they were going to kill someone, it would have been in the fourth episode of the first batch to go, this is...
High stakes,
blah, blah, blah. But you have to realize that they are mimicking 80s...
Yes.
Adventure movies where you look at the Goonies or E.T. or anything like that, like where they really... Or even It, which is... a little bit more adult themed, but like still heavily influenced Stranger Things, obviously. None of the main characters die in that.
Nope. Not in the childhood sections. Yeah. Nope. And that with the discussions of whether or not they stuck the landing was like, oh, but it was, you know, this was cheesy or something like that. I'm like, have you ever watched an 80s movie? Because literally it had the exact same tone
which is great.
Stand By Me, right? E.T. Goonies especially, they got that vibe from there, for sure. What did you think about the epilogue section when they were like 18 months later or whatever?
Yeah, so we can tie the whole epilogue talk into a lot of stuff. It was a big chunk of the final.
It was
episode which we saw in theaters.
Last like 25%.
They are quoted as saying the Duffer Brothers are quoted as saying it was heavily inspired by Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
And it did feel like
I get that.
I liked it. I
did too, but I know a lot of people thought it was too long.
It was maybe a little too long, but like
people were ticked because it was too long, but they didn't answer all the questions, and I'm like
they answered
a lot of questions,
and it was. It was very satisfying. It was a goodbye, like 10 years of the actors' lives, of our lives as viewers.
Yeah.
So all that was good. I think some more people would have been happier if they took more of an influence from the Lord of the Rings books instead of the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, the film.
Mm-hmm. Films, because. In the books, of course, the Hobbits, they're all successful, and then they go back to the Shire, and the Shire's under attack. So, the whole internet, a lot of the internet, stupid people on the internet.
I was kidding.
Had a lot of theories.
Yeah.
Some interesting reading of some of the stuff, the inconsistencies in certain props and things like that.
Right.
Kind of interesting, because, I mean, you had... actual scenes from the show. You have Holly going, well, the merry-go-round isn't yellow in this. Stuff like that. Like, inconsistencies were part of Vecna's illusions.
That was part of the plot, yeah.
So, they were trying to find stuff. A lot of them were probably just production errors, continuity errors,
yes.
Unfortunately. But they thought that there was going to be a secret episode. Yes, or
secret episode 9 coming down.
Or the ending is actually, like, Vecna won and they're all in an illusion. Yeah. Which is... could have been a kind of a cool approach to do.
Like,
but
it comes out and they're all, like, stuck in his little thing.
It was never going to be a secret episode. No. After all the hullabaloo of the final being in theaters and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I'm of two minds. Like, I do wish that Vecna was scarier in season 4. He was kind of goofy in season 5.
I actually didn't love the overall armor kind of thing that he was doing. Like, even his appearance wasn't quite...
No, I liked his new appearance. That was fine. He was cool in the episode 4 mid-season finale where he was quite threatening.
You know
what
else? I liked him at the top of the stairs when he's coming down and his illusion's breaking. That was, like, really messed up.
He needed more time to be kind of dangerous, but he kind of was like, meh.
I get that.
But, yeah, I don't know. It ended fine.
Yeah. Love Dustin's speech.
Yeah.
I mean, Dustin's my favorite character, obviously.
I think that's a lot of everyone else. A lot of people.
Other than Steve, and who was also,
Steve and major music stars, Steve.
That's
Joe Keery, I guess.
That's right,
He's tearing up the Billboard charts now.
Yeah, they said the same week that he helped defeat Vecna, he beat Taylor Swift because he took her number one spot on, like, Spotify. I think Spotify lists.
Spotify. Most streamed single, I think. Yeah. And he used his Stranger Things money to self-finance his music.
Wow.
So independent. He's not signed to any label, so he...
Really?
So he's... When he's most streamed on Spotify, he means he's making a lot of money.
Wow. I mean, go Joe Keery, because, wow.
And people seem to really like his music. I don't know. I've never heard it, but that's interesting.
Not bad for a character who was supposed to be season 1 jerk, couple episodes. Yeah, and that's it. Did all right. I actually really liked the epilogue, and the part where they're, like, sitting there and they're doing, like, let me tell you about each of these characters and what their future could look like. I loved that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't...
very writer-y of you to love that.
It was very writer of me to love that. And they said that Mike's character was very heavily influenced by Stephen King. Like,
really?
Yeah, I know. Like, that was the most...
No way!
If you're talking about It, that was the most It moment of it. I thought. Yeah. So, yes, it is very writer of me to like that. And I liked... I liked that they didn't all, like, end up together. I liked that the older ones didn't end up together. And I liked that, you know, they all didn't stay in the hometown and they all, like, went out and found their own things. Like, I thought it was good for little glimpses in the future. Do you think Ella's alive?
I do, mostly because in 20 years, they're probably gonna... have
a
revival.
Yeah.
But I actually like it being ambiguous.
Yeah, me too.
It's
kind of like the point.
If it was for sure one way or the other, it wouldn't have been as effective. I think it's kind of like, I don't know. There's lots of ambiguous endings. The one that comes to mind first is Inception.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the most ambiguous
or
ending ever.
The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing,
which I never watched.
That has an ambiguous ending. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. I like those. This is one written perfectly. No, but it's good enough that I quite like it.
Yeah, I liked the ambiguous ending because the point isn't did it happen or didn't happen. It's like the point is that it matters that they want it to happen. So yeah, like the other characters. Yeah, the little I believe moments. I really like that. That it's possible, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Would Stranger Things be on your top favorite TV shows of all time? You don't have to number them. You don't have to name them or anything like that. But if you were just like, this is one of my favorite shows.
But by default, probably yes.
Yeah. It took up like 10 years of your life. Like.
I didn't dislike any of the seasons. Mm-hmm. And I like the ending. So by default, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the shows that I've quite liked have had lackluster endings or jump the TV tends to jump the shark
right
a lot
where the name comes from.
Yes. Thanks, the Fonz.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I don't even know if I could have a top five list or anything like that, because there's always problems with shows. Like, I really, really like the adaption of Game of Thrones, and I don't hate it now as much as a lot of people, but the ending is not great.
Yeah. Yeah, and it did affect it, but, like, can you remember those first few seasons?
Oh, yeah, just, like, fantastic.
Yeah. So I guess when I'm like, is it your favorite? In my mind, it's just, like, straight gut, like, did that make up for it, or was it not, or...
Huh. I'm looking forward in a couple years to going back and watching it all again.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
And I can't say that about a lot of shows, so...
Perfect ending. Okay, Breaking Bad, I think, had a perfect ending. I'm not going to go sit down and watch Breaking Bad again.
That's a very good show. I wouldn't say it's an enjoyable watch.
No, it's not. It's well done.
It's very well done.
Yeah, but
But there's not really a lot of characters that you want to root for in that?
Not a one, actually. Not a single one.
They're all pretty terrible people.
Every one of them.
except for everyone's least favorite character, Skylar, the wife.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't...
Everyone hates her, but she's like
the least problematic.
Least problematic, yeah, and like I feel bad for her. So Breaking Bad is.
But it's just when I'm thinking of
is
like,
as close to a
perfect ending.
Perfect TV series. They ended it before it got too long in the tooth and wrapped it up, and then had a. By all accounts, we haven't watched it, but like a perfect spinoff in Better Call Saul that also stuck the landing. Apparently, but we've never seen it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, you don't have a lot.
Can you think of another one that had a great ending? My point is a great ending does not make a great show. And that also doesn't mean it has to be a favorite show.
And like, the age of prestige television with these short seasons is not very old.
That's true.
Even some of our older favorites, like you have Lost, which had a divisive ending. Or you go back to... say Buffy and Angel.
Buffy is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Angel ended in an interesting way.
I liked the ending of Angel.
I really liked the ending, but like the seasons are too long. You can't really go back and watch it. There's
That's
a lot
true.
Of filler. And so I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, Buffy makes so the ending to Angel is way better than the ending to Buffy, but I like the show Buffy better, even though, like you said, it's really long. I was doing a rewatch. I will continue doing that, but, like, it's going to take probably a couple of years. for me, Stranger Things would be on my... Andor is on my list.
Andor's just basically...
like a perfect show?
Because it's contained so tightly and was plotted out before... first season started and like was bought as a two season series. Just really good.
Really, really good. Andor, WandaVision, Buffy, Stranger Things. I'd have to keep thinking, but Stranger Things is on my list.
I quite like The Office.
Oh, The Office is good.
I quite a lot of people's favorite shows are in the sitcom realm.
Yep.
The Office is one of them. How I Met Your Mother was quite good. Speaking of divisive endings.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Modern Family I quite liked.
Modern Family actually might be on my... that would definitely be my top 10, that one I really liked.
Your mid-2000s sitcom era was pretty strong.
Yeah, that's very true. Man, I totally forgot about Modern Family. That would be very, very high on my list. Yeah. So we liked Stranger Things.
Quite good.
Incredible.
Who's your you were talking about? Who's your favorite character in Stranger Things? Dustin?
Yeah, and I was not too sure with this one, but I also love that they made him the angry one because he was so not that for four seasons.
He was one of the best parts of the fifth season because changed him. Like the events of season four changed him so much, and like it was like a natural thing.
Yeah,
very good. So
I think Steve had by far the best character arc. Although I did not like Nancy for a long time, and I ended up loving her by the end.
She's really good in season one, like as a stereotypical 80s character.
Yeah,
and she's really good in season five as like.
Just, I'm like,
I'm John McClane Rambo type.
Yeah, I was like Rambo.
In between, whatever.
Yeah, I also really liked the older ones. I liked Robin a lot. And I loved
I loved Robin.
One of her heroes was Winona Ryder. And I was just like, I love that.
She might be my favorite character.
I do not blame you at all. She's awesome.
Really good.
Yeah. I was really nervous with Will's arc this season, what they were going to do. And I loved the connection between Will and Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she was going to end up being super gimmicky, but, like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What, Robin?
Yeah, I think Robin, I really liked Mike in season one, and then he kind of fell off.
Yeah. I think I liked him at the end of season five.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Of course I did, the writer-y part.
Yeah.
I also think Lucas didn't shine until season five.
No, that's true. He didn't, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there, and
Steve is awesome.
Steve is so awesome. It showed up in my Facebook reels, the scene where he's giving Dustin the pep talk before they go to that junior dance prom thing or whatever, and then Dustin goes in and he just gets shot down and shot down and shot down, and it's really upsetting to me watching poor Dustin, who's so optimistic, just get crushed. And Nancy comes up and asks him to dance and stuff, and I was just like, oh, I mean, that was a very Nancy moment, but Steve just trying to pep talk him up and stuff. I loved their dynamic. Me and everyone else.
Yep.
Okay, so speaking of characters, I said I was going to make this fit into Disney.
Okay.
Okay, Brandon. Everyone is a combination of 50% Disney character and 50% Stranger Things character. We're going to find out what your combo is. I've already done this.
Okay.
Okay. We haven't done a BuzzFeed quiz in a very long time.
This is called BuzzFeed covering their bases.
So this actually came out after season four.
Ah,
okay. So put yourself in that mind frame. What do you do when your alarm goes off in the morning? Get up and fix my hair / makeup. I was already awake. Bold of you to assume I set an alarm, or wake up and get ready for the day, obviously.
The last one, after I hit snooze a couple times, I was waiting for the snooze option.
Yeah, me too. How would your friends describe you? Sarcastic, weird, kind, or hot?
Sarcastic.
Very true. What would you do if you got a call from an unknown number? Answer it, pretend you know who it is. Ignore it, call back later. Ignore it, answer it, and blare music till they just hang up.
Ignore it.
Obviously. Does anyone not do that?
I don't know. It's,
okay, this one.
Weirdos answer the phone. Anyway.
What is your favorite color combination? Green with yellow, red with black, blue with white, or purple and orange?
None.
Pick one.
Okay, can I see them? Probably red and black, actually. It's okay. Pretty... those colors go well together.
Yeah. Very Sith of you.
Mm-hmm.
Guess which one I picked.
Purple.
Purple and orange. Who is your favorite Stranger Things teen? Robin, Steve, Eddie, or Jonathan?
Robin?
Yeah.
I just said that.
I know, but I'm just reading what the question is.
No.
Who is your favorite Stranger Things kid? Lucas, Will, Eleven, or Dustin?
Probably Dustin.
Mike didn't even get an option.
That's rough.
Yeah, I was like, if you're going to do that, just do the four boys.
Yeah.
Pick another Stranger Things.
Well, you got to have Eleven in there, though.
Yeah. Pick another Stranger Things character. Argyle.
Yeah. Poor Argyle, he's
hanging out in California.
Yeah.
Susie, Hopper, or Erica?
Erica.
I also picked Erica, but I was thinking about Susie there for a minute.
Yeah.
Erica's pretty awesome. And finally, what kind of music are you into?
Is there options?
Metal.
Okay, yeah.
Country, other, or pop?
We'll go with metal.
Okay.
I'm thinking Eddie, shredding some Metallica.
Yeah. You are a combination of Meg and Robin Buckley. You're sarcastic, witty. People may underestimate you at times, but you quickly make them regret doing so. You have strong opinions, and you stick with them.
That is true.
Yes, that is true.
What? But my opinions are well-founded, and if I find better evidence, I will change my opinion.
That is true, you do.
So
I think Robin would, too, though.
Not pig-headed, I guess.
No, neither Robin nor Meg would either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just two strong ladies.
You are, and very sarcastic.
Yeah, they are both sarcastic as well.
They are. The picture is Robin at doing the Ahoy, like her Sahoy uniform. That's just like has this look of, oh my god.
Cool.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, O'Neil.
You didn't say who you were.
Oh, I was the same.
Oh, you're the same.
Yeah, even though I had different answers. Like, I had some the same, though. Like, I had that people would say I'm kind.
The BuzzFeed quizzes are not great science. Okay, anyway.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, O'Neil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing, you can also find a link to do that there. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed us, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you really should do that. Next episode, we're actually skipping next week, I think, because we are gone.
Yeah, we're away.
Yeah. So we'll see what we're doing after that.
Probably talk about Oscar nominations.
Oh, Oscar nominations are
coming out this week.
They're coming out this week. Yep, that's probably exactly what we'll be talking about. And we also are going to keep an eye on when Disney financial stuff is coming.
Probably in a while.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. I will turn off the football game if you keep getting distracted.
Pickle mayonnaise?
I would love pickle mayonnaise, to be fair.